Okay, so let's pick up from the Gemara in the very bottom, towards the bottom of Mem Chesem and Beis, about four lines up from the bottom, where it says V'savar Rabbi Yossi. We just got finished saying that according, there seemed to be a seira between the Mishnah Mem Chesem and Beis and the Mishnah Mem Gimel and Beis. Mishnah Mem Chesem and Beis seem to indicate that according to the Chachamim, Zev Zagarim is Mutakar. So the Chachamim hold that you're allowed to plant vegetables beneath an Asherah tree in the wintertime. Yossi says you're not allowed to plant vegetables beneath an Asherah tree in the wintertime because the foliage from the tree will serve as fertilizer. So the question is, that seems to indicate that according to Rav Yossi, Zev Zagarim is Aser. But previously on Mishnah Mem Gimel base, it seems that he holds Zev Zagarim is Mutter, because he says that you can get rid of an Avodah Zarah by grinding it up and throwing it into the wind. And the obvious problem there is that the Avodah Zarah that's ground up is going to go and fertilize someone else's field. And you'll have a contribution of Iser to the things growing in that field. You'll have the Avodah Zarah contributing their Iser, but you'll also have the ground, which is contributing Heter. So you have Zev Zagarim, and Rav Yossi seems to have been in the Zev Zagarim is Mutter. So which one is it? So what we said is, not really, when it comes to grinding up the Avodah Zarah and throwing it into the wind, there it's Holich Le'ibut, so it's not really a case of Zev Zagarim. Over here, this case of planting the vegetables beneath the Asherah tree, well, the foliage is actually falling down onto the plants and serving as fertilizer. That's not holich le'ibud, so it's zev zagarim, and therefore it should be aser. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'savar Rabbi Yossi zev zagarim aser? Is that true that Rabbi Yossi holds zev zagarim is aser? Vatani, or some of it is vatanan. I thought we have it in a Mishnah in Arla. The Mishnah in Arla says, Rabbi Yossi omer notin yichor shel Arla ve'ein notin egol shel Arla mevnei shu pri. You're allowed to plant the shoot or the branch of an Arla tree. You're not allowed to plant the fruit, the walnut of an Arla tree, because it's the fruit. What does this mean? So we know that the first 3 years of a tree being planted, it's aser, it's Arla. You have to block it off. You have to make sure you don't get any hana from that tree in the way that you typically get hana. So Rabbi Yossi, so the question that this Mishnah is dealing with is, what about taking an Arla fruit instead of eating it? Taking that fruit and planting it in the ground, right? So let's say it's an egos, a walnut. You take the nut, you plant it in the ground, and you, in order to plant a walnut tree, or you take a branch of the tree and you jab it into the ground in order to plant a new tree. Is that okay? So Rabbi Yossi says to take a shoot from a tree, or to take the branch of a tree and stick it into the ground in order to plant a new tree, a new plant, that is okay. But you cannot take the fruit of the tree, like a walnut, and plant that in the ground in order to plant a new tree. Va'am Rav Yudah Marav, and Rav Yudah, a quote from Rav, is explaining that Moder Rav Yossi, Shem Nata, V'hirvach V'yerkiv, that Rav Yossi agrees, though, that if a person did go ahead and plant, or do a havracha, or do a harkava, that we talked about in the past, these different things that they used to do of either grafting or jutting underneath the ground a portion of the tree so that you could create a new plant. Either way, if you did it using an arla tree, it's mutter, it's permitted. So v'tan namiach, in fact, we have a brisa like that says motor of Yossi, she'im not v'hirich v'hirich. If a person did go out and plant using the arla branch or we'll see in a second, or doing the havrach or the akava, mutter, it's perfectly fine. So and Rashi says that there's two lashonos of how to understand this part. When we say in not v'hirich v'hirich, what does that mean? So according to one version, it's referring to the yichor shel arla, that we say that the resultant fruit from that tree that was planted by means of the yichor, that's fine. Alternatively, there's a second lashon, which is that if a person planted the egos in the ground, right, you're not supposed to plant the egos, that's an arla egos, but if you did, then the resultant tree is also okay. Either way, what do you see? You see that when we have a case of Zev Zagarim, now wait a second, why is that Zev Zagarim? Because you have, let's say, the egos, which is this fruit, an arla fruit, that you plant in the ground, and that's obviously contributing to the growth, the iser, that is the iser, and it is contributing to the growth of the tree. But then you also have the ground, which is heter, and that's contributing to the growth of the tree, and so that's a case of Zev Zagarim, and Rav Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is mutter. So how can you tell me a second ago that Rav Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is aser? From the Mishnah on Arla, it seems to be that Rav Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is mutter. So says the Gemara now, v'chitema, maybe you'll tell me a very simple answer. Shani leil Rav Yossi, that Rav Yossi distinguishes bein shar isurin la'avodas kochavim, between other isurin and avodah zara. So for avodah zara, when it comes to Zev Zagarim, Rav Yossi is going to be machmir. He's going to tell you that you can't plant vegetables beneath an asherah tree in the wintertime. because of Zevzagarim. But when it comes to other Yisurin, like Arla, so Rabbi Yossi can afford to be Makel by other Yisurin. So says Gemara, if that's how you want to distinguish, if that's true, if you want to suggest Rabbi Yossi distinguishes between Zevzagarim in the context of other Yisurin and Zevzagarim in the context of Avodah Zarah, Mishanale, does he actually distinguish that way? But Tanya, I think we have an indication that Rabbi Yossi does not distinguish between Shari Yisurin and Avodah Zarah when it comes to Zevzagarim. What's the indication? But Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Sodashin is Dabla Bezevel. If you have a field that was fertilized with fertilizer, and where did the fertilizer come from? It's Bezevel Avodah Zarah, from the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah. V'chein parashin is fatma, or if you have a cow that was fattened up, bekarshine avodas kochavim, with the animal feed, with this vetch that was avodah zarah. So what's the halacha in that case? Tani chada, so one tana in one brayse that teaches us, sada tizara, the field can be planted, par tishachat. The cow can be slaughtered. There's nothing wrong with using that field to plant it, and there's nothing wrong with shechting that cow to eat it. And then we have another braisa that says sada tavar upar terze, that the field has to lay fallow, or the cow has to be able to come weak, has to become debilitated. So what's going on? How do we resolve the steer between the two braises? My love, Harab Yosef Harabanan. Is it not that one braise is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, one braise is the opinion of the Chachamim? The braise that says that you're allowed to plant the field, that's because it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, old Zev Zagarim is mutter. And the opinion of Antana that says, the other braise that says that the field has to lay fallow, that's because that's the opinion of the Chacham, who holds Zev Zagarim is Aser. Either way, what do you see? You see that Rav Yossi holds Zev, assuming that our the way that we resolve the two braises is correct, and that one is Rav Yossi, one is the Chachamim, so then that would seem to be suggest that Rav Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is mutter, even when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So you can't say that Rav Yossi distinguishes between Zev Zagarim for Shari Surin and Zev Zagarim for Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, although your understanding, the way that you resolve the steer between those two braises is incorrect. It's not Rav Yossi and the Chachamim, it's HaRav Elazar v'Ha Rabbanan. One's the opinion of Rav Elazar, and one is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Hi, Rav Elazar v'Rabbanan. Wait a second. Which Rav Elazar and Rabbanan are you talking about that you want to say that their machlokas is exactly the machlokas between these two braises to resolve our stira about the case of Sadish and Zabal Bezevel? So either Rav Elazar v'Rabbanan does, or maybe you'll tell me it's the machlokas that we find between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim when it comes to Sa'ar. That not, as we know, we learn in the Mishnah in Arla, it says Sa'ar shel chulin v'shal truma. If you have this Sa'ar is sourdough starter, right? They would take a dough and they didn't have yeast that they could buy from the store. So what they would do is they would take a dough, leave it out, make a dough of flour and water and whatever, and you leave it out. And that catches bacteria from the air. So now you have this dough that's super saturated with bacteria. And then you use that dough, and one of the things that it catches is yeast, and you use that dough, take a little piece of it, and add it to any dough that you're making in order to make it leaven. That's what we're talking about when we say sa'ar. So sa'ar, if you have this sourdough starter, shel chulin, that's chulin, sa'ar. So it's not truma, it's not sacred, it's just regular run-of-the-mill food that can be eaten, dough that can be eaten by any person. Sa'ar shel chulin, if you have the sourdough starter, that's chulin. V'shel truma, and sourdough starter, that's truma. Shenaflu l'socha isa, that fell into a dough. Lo b'zakadei l'chametz, lo b'zakadei l'chametz. And neither the sa'ar shel chulin, or the sa'ar, nor the sa'ar shel truma, was independently enough to be able to leaven the dough. V'nitztarfu, but they combined together, and together there was enough sa'ar. With the chulin and truma together, there was enough sa'ar to leaven the dough, and they leavened this dough. Rav Elazar Omer Achar Achar Naniba. Now the question is the dough considered to be truma, or is this dough considered to be chulin? It has truma mixed in, and it has chulin mixed into it. So Rav Elazar says, I go after the last one. Whatever the last one in was, that's what the orientation of the dough is. So if truma was the last one in, then the dough becomes truma. Rav Chacham say, Bein shenafel iser lechatchila, or some change it to bitchila, whether the iser fell in first, Bein shenafel iser lebesof, whether the iser fell in at the end, Eino aser achibo kidei lechametz. It would not be aser unless there was enough to independently leaven the dough. In other words, whether the truma falls in first, whether the truma falls in last after the chulin, doesn't make a difference. If the dough is not going to become asr, meaning it's not going to become asr to non-kohanim, until there's enough sa'ar to be able to leaven the dough. There's enough sa'ar shel truma to leaven the dough on its own. Now, we're not finished with our point yet. Va'amar Rabbi, and Abai explained that mission in Arla as follows. Rabbi said, Lo shanu ela shekalim v'silek as ha'iser. That discussion, Rav Elazar's opinion, that well, he said you can go after the last one, whatever the last one is, that's what shapes the orientation of the dough to be chulin or truma. Well, that said, that's only if he went ahead and he took out the iser before. Avalokim v'silek as ha'iser, but if he didn't take out the iser, usher, then it's going to be usher. In other words, Abaye comes in and he says, when Rav Elazar says that I go after the last thing, so let's say it's chulin that fell in last, so and I'll tell you that the dough is then therefore mutter, that's only if he actually went ahead before the chulin fell in and he took out the truma. So that way, when the chulin finally falls in, there's no combination to talk about. But what do you see though? That according to Rav Elazar, then, that if both fall in simultaneously, or he doesn't take out, in other words, he doesn't take out the chulin, he doesn't take out the chumah before the chulin falls in, so then you have chulin so are contributing to the leavening of the dough, and you have chumah so are contributing to the leavening of the dough, and Rav Elazar would say in such a case that the dough is considered to be chumah. So you see, Zevzeh Garim is aser, and according to the Rambam say no, the chumah has to be independently enough, has to be enough chumah in that dough to leaven the dough independently. So the Chacham are of the opinion that Zevzeh Garim is mutter. So now, so if Rabbi's understanding of this mission is correct, then we seem to have a Mishnah, a discussion between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim that we could use to resolve the stira between the Mishnah, the Braisa that said Sada Tizara, and the Mishnah, or the Braisa, excuse me, that said Sada Tavor. So says the Gemara, wait a second, we might have time in Rav Elazar could Abai. How do you know, where are you getting this from? That the reasoning for Rav Elazar is as Abai explained it. Maybe the Peshat is not like Abai's explanation. Dilma time at Rav Elazar. Maybe the reasoning for Rav Elazar is Mishum da Akhar Akhar Naniba. Rav Elazar's opinion is, I go after the very last thing that fell in. Igamar bi Yisura, Aser. Because if it was finished off with Iser, if Iser was the Makab Patish, so to speak, on the dough, that's what sealed the deal for the dough and enabled it to rise ultimately. So then the dough is Aser. Vigamar Behatera, but if it was the Hatzer, if it was the Chulin that finished off the dough and enabled it to was the final blow to enable the dough to rise, so Mudarn, so then it's fine. Bein Salka, Bein Lo Salka, whether he took out the Iser in advance or whether he didn't. Maybe that's the reasoning behind Rav Elazar, but Rav Elazar has nothing to do with Zevzeh Garim. So if that's the case, then you can't say that this is the discussion between the Chacham and Rav Elazar that we could plug in to resolve the stira between the Braisa that said Sada Tizara and the Braisa that said Sada Tavor. So which one is? So El Rav Elazar Rabbanan to Eitzim. So rather, it's the Machlokas that we find between Rav Elazar and the Chacham in the context of Eitzim. What is that talking about? As we learn in the Mishnah, Natal Himena Eitzim. This is actually the Mishnah that we're going to have on Mem Tesam Beis. The Mishnah says if you took wood from an Asherah tree, Asura Banar. The way that we have it in our Mishnah on Mem Tesam Beis is Asurin Bahana, meaning the wood is Asur Bahana. Now, Hisik Ba or Bahen as a Tanner, if you use the wood to fuel up an oven, Chadash Yutatz. If it's a brand new oven, then you have to let it be smashed. Yashan, but if it's an old oven, Yutzan. You have to let it cool down. What is this talking about? So we know you're not allowed to get hanaf in the wood of an Asherah tree. So if you cut down some pieces of wood and use it to fuel your fire, so for an oven. So we know that in those days, an oven was basically clay that you molded in the shape of a cone, a very large cone. And you'd fill up the cone with fuel, and then you stick dough onto the sides of the walls on the inside of the tanner in order to bake it. So the question is like this. So what they would do is when they first made this clay cone, they wouldn't stick it into a kiln in order to fire it up and harden it. What they would do is they would fuel the very first time that they fueled that oven, that would solidify the oven. So when we're dealing with a brand new oven, what that means is it's a new oven, meaning that it's never been fueled up yet, and the clay is still soft, which means that by fueling it up now, you're going to harden this oven and fully solidify it. So now, if you fueled up the oven with this Asherah wood, Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, Yutas, then it has to be smashed because you formed this oven by means of the Asherah wood. But Yashan, if it's an old oven, meaning it's already been formed, And the asherah wood is just being used to heat up the oven. You have to let it cool down before you bake anything in it. You can't bake with the heat that's generated right now in this oven. But if a person went ahead and baked bread in that oven, asura bana, the bread would be asur bahana. Nis arva ba'acherim, or they changed it to ba'acheros. If it got mixed into other ones, then kulan asuros bahana. All of them are asur bahana. Rav Elazar amar yolach hana liyam amalach. Rav Elazar says, actually, no, you throw the hana into the amalach. Meaning to say, what Rav Elazar explains is that the way the Rashi explains this is that you have to throw out the value of the wood. In other words, if you have avodah zarah sheira wood that was used and you threw it into this oven to fuel it up, but you had other wood in there also, got all mixed up together. So all that wood does not become asur. What you have to do is you have to throw out the value of the avodah zarah wood that was in there, and then there's no problem. So Amrullah, the Chum said back to Rav Elazar, ain't pitting Avodas Kacham, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah. What does that mean, that you just throw out the value of the Isra and Avodah Zarah, and then the whole thing is fine? That can't be. So what do you see? So again, this is supposed to be, so why is it that according to Rav Elazar, why is it that according to the Chacham would say that if it gets mixed in, the whole thing becomes Aser? But according to Rav Elazar, you say Yolach Hanal Liyam Melech. So it seems to be that this machlokas over here is that whether you say Zevizagarim Aser or not, that according to Rav Elazar, he says the bread is going to be Aser until you throw out the value of the wood. Because we say that, we see that according to him, it's Zevizagarim, and he holds Zevizagarim as Aser. So that's what we can use to resolve our contradiction for the Brises before. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Rabbanan the Pligya later of Elazar, maninu. Okay, wait a second. Who are this Chachamim over here who are in disagreement with Rav Elazar? Elam Rabbanan the Eitzim, if you want to tell me it's the Chachamim from the context of Eitzim that we said a second ago, where we said this Chachamim, so Achmuri Machmuri. So they're more machmer though. That's the problem. El Rabbanan the Sa'ar, right? We're trying to come up with a case. In other words, the Rav Elazar and the Chachamim over here, the Rav Elazar is saying Zevizagarim is Aser, but the problem is that the Chachamim themselves are even more Machmer than Rav Elazar, and they hold that the whole thing is Aser, even without Yolech HaNali Yom HaMelech. So that can't be. El Rabbanan de Sa'ar. So it must be the Chacham of Sa'ar, that Chacham that you find in the context of Sa'ar, they're the ones who are more Makel than Rav Elazar. They say over there that so they clearly hold Zevizagarim is mutter, and Rav Elazar over there is of the opinion Zevizagarim is aser. Maybe so. Now that's what we could use to plug into this price. The problem is, when do we see that according to the Chachamim they say Zevizagarim that they have no problem being makel when it comes to sar for this case of sar shulchan with sar shul truma? Fine, but Bavoros Kochav mi Mekili, would they be lenient when it comes to Avodah Zarah to say the Zevizagarim is mutter in the context of Avodah Zarah? You can't say that. Now, so let's all plug this whole cheshbon back in. Remember, this all got off the ground because we said the quarter of Yossi, we had a kasha. You just told me that Rav Yossi holds Zevizagarim is aser. From the Mishnah Erla, it seems to be indicated that Rav Yossi holds Zevizagarim is mutter. Now, maybe you'll tell me that he distinguishes between Arla, Shari Surin, and Avodah Zarah, that he'll say Zevizagarim is mutter when it comes to Shari Surin, but he'll say Zevizagarim is Asur when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But there was a stira between two brises when it came to a field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah fertilizer. One brisa says it's mutter to plant the field, one brisa says it's Asur, and we seem to say that that seems to plug into Machlokas Rav Yossi and the Chacham, which means that according to Rav Yossi, he holds Zevizagarim even for Avodah Zarah. So he said, no, that price, stira can be resolved by saying that one's opinion of Rav Elazar and the Chacham. But we looked around to find which Rav Elazar and which Chacham could plug into these two prices, and we rejected everything, which means that we're back to square one. So now says the Gemara, Ella la'olam ha-Rav Yossi va-Rabbanan. You're right. We're going to go back to square one. That one brisa is of the opinion, one brisa is Rav Yossi's opinion, one brisa is the Chacham's opinion. That the brisa that says that the field that was planted, that was fertilized with a Avodah Zarah fertilizer can be planted, that's the opinion of Rav Yossi, who holds Zevizagarim is mutter. The brisa that says that the field has to lay fallow, that's because that's the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that Zevizagarim is usher. Now, wait a second, though. So now, if that's the case, then that means that according to Yossi, he does not distinguish between Isser, Shar Yisrin, and Avodah Zarah. Rav Yossi is makel to say Zevah Zagarim is mutter, even by Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, that Rav Yossi does not distinguish between Shar Yisrin and Avodah Zarah when it comes to Zevah Zagarim, that means Rav Yossi always holds Zevah Zagarim is mutter, which means that we now have to go back and recheshbon how are we going to resolve the stira between the Mishnah Memches and the Mishnah on Mem Gimel. That in the Mishnah Memches, it seems to indicate that Rav Yossi holds Zevah Zagarim is usser, but in the Mishnah Mem Gimel, he seemed to indicate that Zevah Zagarim is mutter. So what is going on over here? So says the Gemara, Rav Yossi l'divrei d'rabbanan ka'amar lahu. Rav Yossi, in this Mishnah Memches and Beis, he's responding, not his own shita, he's responding given the Chachamim's opinion. And he's saying as follows, Lididi Zevah Zagarim mutter. I personally hold Zevah Zagarim is mutter. But l'didchu, according to you guys, damrisu, that you guys hold Zevah Zagarim aser, odili miyas, that af Yirakos be Masek Hashem. You guys should hold that Yirakos in the rainy season should be a problem, because that should be a case of Zevah Zagarim. And that's all that's going on in the Mishnah. When Rav Yossi says in this Mishnah, Memches and Beis, af lo Yirakos be Masek Hashem, Mimnei Shenavaya o Nosher Esalein, that's Rav Yossi saying you guys should hold that you shouldn't be allowed to plant Yirakos in a underneath an Asherah tree, because Zevah Zagarim, according to you guys, is Aser. I personally hold Zevah Zagarim is Mutter, like my Shitan Mem Gimel and Beis. So now, and what do the Chum hold? For Rabban and the Chum, actually, why do they disagree? They hold Kida Amar Rav Mari Berei Rav Kana. They hold like Rav Mari Berei Rav Kana said, which was what we said before, that Mash Mash Biach Ba'ar Pogim Ba'basar. The reason that they're not going to say Zevah Zagarim Asher in this case, over here, by planting vegetables beneath the Asherah tree, is that they hold to this general, what's the net sum game over here, where we say that even though it's true that foliage does contribute to the fertilizer for the plants, but the shade of the tree hurts the vegetables. So there's no net gain here then. Okay, and so that leaves us that then at the end of the day of this Gemara, what does Rav Yossi hold? Rav Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is mutter by everything, by Avodah Zarah, by Shari Surin, everything. The Chachamim of the opinion Zev Zagarim is Aser. Okay, now, Amar Yura Mashmor, Yura quoted from Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yossi, the Halacha actually is, like Rav Yossi, to say Zev Zagarim is mutter. Now, Hu Ginasa, there was a certain garden that was fertilized with Zavla Davar Skuchab, with the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, which Rashi explains is that there was fertilizer obtained from the blood of cows or calves that were Shechtel L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So that would mean that it should be Asher Banah. Shalach Rav Amram commanded Rav Yosef. So Rav Amram sent before Rav Yosef. Amalein, he said to him, Hachi Amr Rav Yura, Amr Shmuel. This is Rav Yura quoted from Shmuel. Halach Rav Yosef, we pass on like Rav Yosef, and therefore Zevah Zagarim is Mutter. Okay.